Many years ago, an Australian horror podcast vanished into the deepest, darkest corner of the world. It remained hidden away until a diamond in the rough was worthy enough to search and recover it. That diamond in the rough's name was Danny Boy. Now prepare yourself as he brings you Volume 2 of the Creepy Crap Podcast. Welcome, Creepy Crapsters, to Episode 1 of the Creepy Crap Podcast, Volume 2. I'm your host, Danny Boy, and thank you so much for listening today. So for anyone listening today who didn't listen to the short overview I put out before this episode, I'll give you a quick history of what the Creepy Crap Podcast was and is now. So my name is Danny Boy. I host an Australian horror podcast, which is this. I essentially watch a bunch of horror movies, lesser known ones, mediocre ones, medium ones, not so much the well big known ones that everyone hears about all the time. No one wants to hear It or something like that. But that's what I do. I watch a movie, pause it as I go, talk about my thoughts, predictions, all that sort of stuff. It's usually best if I haven't seen the movie, so I'm going in fresh and clean and hearing it as I go. So that's how I used to like it. But that's essentially what's still happening. I'm just going to watch movies. It's a one-man thing, so it's just me. It's just entertaining. It's bubbly. I do little voices. I do a whole bunch of shit. I'm weird, wacky, wore that. I try to put a bit of entertainment in it. So the fact that I don't have other hosts on here bouncing back and forth, it's kind of as if there's a few other people because it's like, whoa, this guy's like, whoa. That's trying to talk myself up here, but I mean, I'll make it entertaining. If it's boring, I just cut, delete, redo it. You know what I mean? I try to make it entertaining for everyone. But that's essentially what the Creepy Crap Podcast was. It's just I got too busy with work and could not keep it going. So I stopped it. So now 2 years later, I am back, single, and got a little bit more free time on my hands. So I thought, why not bring the Creepy Crap Podcast back and go back to what I enjoy doing so much? That is talking about movies and just giving my thoughts to whoever the hell is willing to listen. So that's how the Creepy Crap Podcast has made its return back to your lovely ears, everyone. And thank you again so much for listening to this. So let's not waste too much more of your time. Let's get stuck in to today's movie. The movie I've chosen for Episode 1 is 2012 Smiley. I've chosen this purely because of the cover. It looked quite interesting. It's kind of like a fucked up smiley face of stitched up like eyes and mouth. Ugh, horrifying. Got my attention. So that's why I've chosen it. I've never watched it before, and it goes for 95 minutes, and it has a massive rating of 3.4 out of 10 on Internet Movie Database. Oh, I can imagine it's going to be amazing. And it stars Caitlin Gerard, Roger Bart, Wow, and Keith Davis. So those two are some decent names to a movie with a rating this low. So hopefully it's good, or they just did it for the paycheck. Who knows? Only time will tell, actually. But you're wondering, what's Smiley about, man? You haven't given me any information. Well, here you go. Let's read the synopsis. Ashley goes to a new college while getting over the death of her mother. She meets some new people there, including Binder. While at a party, she learns about an urban legend of an online killer that has the nickname Smiley, who can only be seen on the web. And he apparently kills people after they type in "I did it for the lols" 3 times. Soon after going to the party, Ashley and a flatmate, Proxy, go online to test it out with horrific results. She becomes paranoid and she starts to think she sees Smiley all over the place and feels that he may be chasing her. But how can that be if he's not real? Have they somehow released him from the internet? Have they done that? Did they do that? I don't know. I'm about to find out. And also, just a quick pre-movie comment. If Smiley's killing people who write "I did it for the lols," is that such a bad thing? Like, it's a pretty stupid thing to be writing. I don't know. It's just a pre-movie comment. How do you write it 3 times ever in your life? I would never write that in a million times in one life. Mental. Let's get started with 2012 Smiley. So here we go. Episode 1, everyone. We are back. Creepy Crap Podcast Volume 2, Episode 1. Oh, it's so good to be back doing this. Let's get started with Smiley. Here we go. Okay, so I've stopped it at the 16 minute mark now. So the movie starts off, there's two sisters, a younger one and the older one. One, they're kind of like a chat roulette sort of website, like a knockoff of that. And she's like, "What are you doing there?" And you're like, "Oh, sometimes you see guys without pants on." And the older sister's like, "What?" And it should have been the other way around. Like, the little girl telling her about it, it's kind of creepy because she's about 10. But anyway, the hotter older sister's asking about all this shit. She mentions Smiley and she goes, "Who's Smiley? If you write, I did it for the lols 3 times, you can summon him and then he kills you." And then she's like, "How does that work?" work. And then the second the sister goes away, the older one's sitting there at their laptop. Maybe I should do that. So he's talking to some nerdy guy. And then I did it for the lols three times comes up. And then Smiley pops up. And you only sort of see him briefly. Like, he's still got the Stitch face, like, from the movie cover. But he's kind of got stocking over his head. You don't see him too well. Kills her. That's it. That's the start of it. You're like, why would you try that, you idiot? There's curiosity. But it's also like, if someone tells you you're going to die, it's so strange to be like, oh, let's see if that's true. And then, oh, it was true. Shit, I'm dead. It cuts to Ashley. She's the main girl. She's getting dropped off by her dad. Her dad's quite close with her. I believe the mum died. I read that in the thing. It didn't say it out loud. But they're quite close. She's getting dropped off at this place that's like a block away from campus. She didn't want to live in a dorm. She lives with this girl, Proxy, who owns a house, or her parents do, or whatever. She's kind of like a sexy, edgy goth type. Where Ashley, on the other hand, is kind of like the naive, sort of like innocent, like town girl, or I don't know where she's from. If man-child is a thing, she'd be like a lady child, because she's kind of like, oh yeah, I'm a dork. And it, like, she doesn't know anything. It's like, what were you doing the other 18 years of your life before you were alive? It's crazy. What is that?
I don't know what that means.
She just seems like a bit of an idiot. Innocent, naive, that sort of thing. I don't know if she's an idiot exactly, but she's very easily peer pressured by instantly saying, it's college. If you say that, she'll go to a party. She'll stay out instead of study. She'll smoke weed. She'll do whatever this says. So if you say it's college, Ashley's yours. So yeah, they're basically talking about this campus anonymous site they have, which is the chat roulette thing. It's kind of that. Everyone's on anonymous, that sort of stuff. So people don't know. They just post whatever they want, which is what the party is. It's an anonymous party, which is confusing considering everyone's using their name. So we meet the host of the party. His name's Zane. He's kind of like the nerdy leader of the group. He's like the bully, but also like the know-it-all. He's weird type for the bully, considering he looks like someone who'd be bullied. He's studying urban legends and he wants to know, how did these stories start and all this sort of shit there. So he seems nice enough at first. And then we meet this other guy. He's called Binder or Binder, something like that. And then Ashley talks to him, and like within seconds of it, everyone comes up and he's like, who are you? And he's like, I'm Binder. He's like, Pedo Bear, Pedo Bear. And they all just start throwing cans at him. Apparently he reported someone on the site, even though like it's frowned upon, like no matter what they put up there, don't report it, because that's just college life apparently. But yeah, he got bullied. It didn't explain it too well, although Ashley likes him. But they're sitting at the computer, and it's one of those parties that's like, why are you on the computer? Have a fucking party. I didn't see anyone drink apart from the empty cans that were thrown around. Not the point, I guess. But let's do it for the lols. So they're doing it, and then we see that the nerdy guy doing it on the computer is actually the guy that was talking to the hot chick sister from the beginnings. She dies, and they're like, I don't know if it was a clip or like it was happening as it happened, but like, haha, that's Smiley, everyone. She's like scared. Everyone's laughing at Ashley because she got worried by it. And that's all I've seen so far. It sort of cut back and it's like, oh my God, that's the guy from the beginning. Oh, full circle. Now Smiley's been established into Ashley's little world. So let's keep watching the movie and see what's in store for Ashley and her friends now that Smiley's been introduced to all of them at the party. Let's keep going. Okay, so we're at the 30-minute mark now, and the party has started kicking off, man. They've started drinking. They're getting wild. They're getting drunk. Cut to the next morning. It's about 12 o'clock. Ashley wakes up, and she's like, oh, shit, I've missed my class. Good start to college there, Ashley. Good start. So she's running through campus. So she gets there just after the class has started. Professor Clayton is Roger Bart. He's starting. He's kind of one of those wise guys, dealing life lessons sort of professor. Talking about some shit, wasn't really listening. She answers the questions. She's like, yes. Biggest smile in the world. There's some other nerdy guy there. He's answering most of the questions as well. I think his name's Mark. She gets outside of class, catches up to the teacher, keeps cutting him off. Is there any way I can get the assignments for the rest of the year? And he's like, you don't have to do all your homework in one night. And she's doing something. He goes, are you trying to hit on me? And then she's like, what? No. And he's like, yeah, neither. He looked like he was generally trying to flirt with her. It backfired, but he played it off and she was too stupid to realize. I was like, oh, nice try there, Roger, but not with this one. Ashley kind of looks like a discount version of Blake Lively as well. So she gets back. She's like, Proxy, did I do anything last night? She goes, unless singing Taylor Swift songs out loud is what you did. No, it's not too bad. But did you check out this video? And some drunk guy at the party they all drew on the face is basically standing there, and then Smiley kills him. And she's like, oh my God, is that real? She's like, I don't know. There's only one way to find out. So they sit down and they're like, let's summon him. So they're going through the chat roulette thing again, finding a weirdo to like basically choose a victim. Like, let's randomly choose someone to potentially kill if it works. They eventually get to some guys like, hey, you girls should kiss and all this sort of shit. Hey, we're gonna kill you. And then they write, oh, I did it for the lols. I did it for the lols. I did it for the lols. Three times. And the guy in the chat is like, what did you write that for? And they were like, oh yeah, some guy's meant to pop up and kill you at this point. And then Smiley pops up, stabs him in the fucking chest. And they're like, oh my God, it worked. Holy shit. So the two girls are freaking out that they've just killed someone to see if something was real, which it was. So So they did it for the lols, found out it was real, and like, oh shit, we should call the police. No, don't do that because Smiley will find out where we live. And I'm like, that logic doesn't make any sense, because if he's just killed someone randomly because you typed that on the internet, he can just pop up through the computer, which is how I took it. It's like, why would the police know? You didn't know the address of where that guy lived. Why wouldn't he know where you lived? It's like, he's just popping out a computer thing. Like, he's an internet killer. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense why they think they're safe if they don't mention it to anyone else. It's confusing at this point exactly how Smiley works, but I'm pretty sure he didn't know the address. So he lives within the internet realm. So if he comes through screens, they're kind of fucked no matter what. So it doesn't really matter. You admit it to it because no one's going to believe it. But they did kill someone by the look of it. It seems like Smiley's pretty real. I don't know how it works. He's killing people if you write this stupid fucking sentence three times. So they've killed someone and then they're basically just going to be like, let's keep it under wraps for now. All right, sweet. Let's continue our lives. So she goes back to class again. Creepy professor's there and he's basically telling him another thing. And she's kind of like, what about consequences? What if I try something but it fails? And I was like, did it fail? I feel like you tested something out and it did work. But she's trying to like clear her conscience somehow for what she's done. But he's like, yeah, that's the thing with experiments. You got to keep trying and all this. And then there's some nerdy guy called Mark answering all the questions, getting it all right. But then he's also like saying really lame jokes to her. Like, oh, what's that? Ghosts? And then everyone's laughing. I'm like, really? This is the funny guy? Like, how low is the bar of comedy if this guy doing the shittest ghost impression ever is Eddie Murphy? Here we go. Round of applause. But yeah, she's left the class now, but she's clearly unsettled by this. She's quite upset. Feels guilty, but I don't think Proxy feels the same. She's kind of like, eh, whatever. But we're gonna see what's happening. That's what we've seen so far in the first 30 minutes. They've killed someone, and now they feel bad, and then they're kind of worried that Smiley's gonna come after him, which, if that's the case, wouldn't he have come after the other people? Unless the drunk guy who had the shit on his face was also the same nerdy guy from earlier who got the girl at the beginning dead. I'm not sure because he didn't have the glasses on and I don't know the characters that well. You only see them briefly at the parties. Potentially, that's what's happening. Like, you summon him, he kills him, and then comes back and kills you as well. I don't know how Smiley works yet, but we're gonna work it out. We're only 30 minutes in. Let's continue. I'm kind of intrigued here. So it's the 40 minute mark now. I've stopped it about 10 minutes after the last one just because it was kind of an interesting scene. I thought, oh, well, let's recap what I've just seen. Started off though, Ashley went to the library after the class. Not 100% sure why. Maybe she's going to look up a book about urban legends. Crashes straight into Binder, the guy who was getting bullied earlier in the movie. She loves him. She has the biggest smile in the world for this guy. I don't know exactly why she's drawn to this guy. I think I missed the scene where they knew each other before. She just saw him at the party on his own, so she went for him. I don't know why she's so into this guy. Yeah, she loves him. She gave her number to him and he's like, oh, sweet. Everyone's bullied me except for you. Now I just got a hot chick's number. This is amazing. And Ashley's like, clearly forgotten about the guy she murdered. I've got a new guy's number. Oh yeah, I killed a guy. Whoops. So she gets back. Proxy's there and basically he's like, yeah, can we not mention the dead guy anymore? Getting a little annoying. You killed a guy online and you're just brushing it under the fucking rug. It's like, yeah, whatever. Stop going on about it. That was yesterday, man. Proxy's basically like, hey, it's day two. Zane's invited me to another party. Want to come? And Ashley's like, yeah, why not? I don't have anything else to do except for study. So they've gone to the party. She's seen Zane from a distance, going over to him. He's like, hey, what happened to your friend, the drunk guy? And he's got these two dickheads. One's like this nerdy guy. One kind of looks like a jock. But I don't know if they're meant to be acting like they're fucking drunk or stoned or they're just dickheads. Whatever bad acting they're trying to do, they're doing it well of how bad they are. Oh my God, especially this fucking obnoxious dickhead. It was the nerdy guy who killed them earlier. He was the one on the glasses in the chat. He's so annoying. She asked a question at one point, like, who is he? He's like, he's not our friend. Are you serious? Oh yeah, he's my friend. I'm like, why are you being such a dickhead? It's a hot chick and you're being a dickhead for no reason at all. There's no bad blood between them. I don't get why he's trying to do it. Like, oh, this would be funny. I'll act like the biggest knob ever because I'm fucking Zane's offsider. And then at one point she's like, do you know where he lives? Probably his mum's basement. Like, oh, snap, dude. Oh, shit. Did you think of that, man? That's awesome. Yeah, man. I'm like, oh, God. So Zane's basically like, yeah, let's just get away from these two for a while. I don't get those two need Smiley to kill them straight away. I would have been so happy. At least the guy with the glasses, which he was the one who did it earlier. You feel like Smiley should be coming back for him if that's how it works. Maybe that's just a theory in my head about how Smiley works. I'll kill them, come back for you. Don't really know. Because if not, why is Ashley worried then? If he hasn't been killed, like, she's safe. Anyway, Zane goes back out. And it's hard to tell because Zane's getting kind of angry with her. And he's being a bit forceful. The acting's hard to tell if he's being serious or it's just bad acting. It's hard to tell. No, I believe in you. I've done it as well. And she's like, oh my God, really? But then
then he kind of gets a little bit rapey where he's like, hey, you shouldn't go anywhere. Do you want to stay the night? It's like, oh man, let her go. She wants to leave. And he's like, you shouldn't go through campus. And then all of a sudden she starts walking and she starts seeing Smiley everywhere. And then he's like, oh shit. And then he starts getting chased. So she starts running and Smiley's popping up everywhere. She basically falls against the wall. Smiley's about to stab up. And then she wakes up screaming, which is confusing because it's like, which part of that was the dream? Just the walking back part or all of it? I don't understand. Was the party even real in her head? But she's wearing what she wore at the party. It's a little bit confusing. Like, it didn't really cut off from where reality ended and when the dream started. Don't do dream sequence midway through the thing, because otherwise it's implied the whole thing, the party, was not real at all. I don't understand why they had it otherwise. Confusing. I'm like, oh, so in the dream the guys are dickheads or they are just dickheads in real life? Anyway, it was embarrassing to watch. I really hated them. But that's the thing so far. Zane's possibly on her side, but also trying to make a move on her. Also, he's kind of the guy proxy seeing. I'm very confused by the dynamics in the movie. It's not the best movie in the world so far. We're about halfway through it though, so let's keep going and hopefully something makes a little bit more sense or something's explained. If not, it's gonna be a real stinker. We're at the 56 minute mark now and Ashley's woken up from that dream. Proxy's sitting there, but just kind of acting a little bit too cool, like instead of comforting her. Yeah, Smiley's not real love, you know, just gotta dial it down. Are you on meds? And then she's like, well, not anymore. Cuts to her going to a therapist. She's kind of explaining that after her mum died that she started getting on the tablets for anxiety. And so the therapist, whoever it was, has given her a prescription for something, that like a short one, just to try to help her with the anxiety she's feeling. Yeah, it's your first week of college though, maybe it's just that. She's like, it's not that, it's this. But she doesn't want to say it's this. She leaves. Proxy pops out of fucking nowhere. What'd you tell her? What? Calm down, I didn't tell her anything. We gotta come to Zane's, he's going to mental. So they go there, freaking out. He's got a gun. He's like, is this a gun? Yeah, it's a gun. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, everyone has a gun. Calm down, mate. We're not used to seeing them. So he's going all like sort of all over the place, like with the behavior, like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. Like he's kind of manic and then he's like too cool and then he's freaking out. It's like, oh, Ick Elaine, bro. Ick Elaine. I'm a security professional. Only retards go to college. It's like, why are you hanging out the college constantly then? And she's like, what, security professional? What, you mean like you work in the mall? He's like, no, network security. I'm a hacker. I'm like this, I'm like that. And they're kind of like making out like he's one of a couple hundred people in the world who know access to every single thing in the world. It doesn't explain why you're hanging out at college constantly, but he's freaking out. He's paranoid. He's like, who's this? I'm the king of the internet. I don't understand who this is though. This doesn't make any sense to me. And he's freaking out about Smiley and he's just going nuts. And then it cuts back to the class again. They're in Professor Clayton's class. He's going real deep about the rules of the universe and the anthropic principle. Things happen so you know they happen. It's like, what are you talking about? They're trying to get deep and relate it back to what is happening with this, but it's a bit confusing. The world is built for someone else's purpose, but what? For who? We don't understand it. And they're like, but I don't want to know who it is. Hopefully when they show up, they're nice. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm so confused. And Ashley obviously didn't get it either. So she's gone to the library. Classic creepy library in every one of these movies where she's the only one in there. It's real dark. It looks like Smiley's about to attack her with a knife, but, and then it cuts back and it's actually Binda is popping up to talk to her. She's like, hey, don't creep up on people like that. It's freaky. It's like, whoa, weren't you in love with me half a day ago or something? Mixed messages. He's talking to her and then he sees that she's looking up the Smiley stuff and he's like, oh my God, you believe in that? She's like, well, yeah, I did it and someone died. And he's so excited. He's like, oh, obviously not excited about the death part. That's not cool. The fact that it's real. Now I can look into it through you. I tried it. Didn't work. We've got to find out who it is. Let's get behind this. Let's use you to find it. And she's kind of like, okay, let's get down to it. So she's 2 days into college. And basically she's gonna solve the internet crime that she thinks it's all about her now, which I don't know if it is or she's just losing her mind, but I think that's what they want you to think at this point. Is this happening or she's crazy? It's very confusing. A lot of unanswered questions. Hopefully they're answered in the next half an hour or so, or else we are left very unsatisfied. So we're about an hour and 15 minutes into the movie now and Ashley is spiraling downwards very quickly. She's still trying to like chase Smiley and like go on the chats. Proxy's like, what are you doing? You're trying to bring him to you. Stop doing it. She's having dream within a dream and all that sort of shit. She goes to Professor at one point to ask about evil, to try to get deeper into that. And he's basically just trying to get a drink. He's like, oh, don't. My secret is I've got whiskey in my locker. And he's trying to get her to have a drink because I think he's just trying to crack on her. He's like, you know, the world could end in a bang. Get it? Oh, yeah, I'm gonna leave now. I don't think he's taking anything seriously. I think Roger Bart's a great actor though. The best actor on the movie, so it doesn't matter. That didn't work well for her, so she's trying to find answers somewhere else. I believe that Proxy's starting to believe what's going on, because she's like, I'm scared too, you know? I'm just trying to ignore it. And at one point, Ashley has a dream where she's getting stabbed. We don't realize it's a dream again, but she gets stabbed by Smiley, wakes up, oh my god, it was just a dream. And then Smiley's attacking her again. It's a dream within a dream. But then she wakes up, because she's getting covered in blood. Like, the effects aren't too bad in this. The whole thing looks alright. It's mainly the acting and kind of what's happening is a little bit, why are we doing this again? She wakes up because the blood's pouring on her, but she's actually woken up and headbutted Proxy, who was coming to see the screaming. You know, just come in. She's like, my nose. And she doesn't acknowledge that she's headbutted and broke her nose at all. Or like her nose is like severely bleeding at least. She's like, whatever. You didn't care for me. I'm not going to care for you. She's freaking out. So she goes to therapy again. She gets like a tranquilizer or something to knock her out for the night. Dr. Jenkins gives her that. She's like, do not mix it with the tablets I gave you before. The fact that you know this isn't real is good, but the fact that it's scaring you is not good. I'm a bit worried. And she goes, okay, I don't know what to do. So she finally goes to the police, and it's Keith David finally, an hour into it. He's there, and he's basically like, yeah, we've heard of this Smiley thing. We know it's bullshit. Because Ashley freaks out as well in the library, and there's footage of that. It's got over 5 million views already. How is that so fucking viral already? She's gone mental, so basically he's just like, yeah, we're not going to take this too seriously because we can see you're not stable, and until you get the help you need, pretty much like most horror movies, the police have been ridden out of it now, so no one believes her. Everyone thinks she's crazy. It's just her and her little tiny group of friends trying to work out and stop Smiley. That's what we're going to see in the next 15 minutes, so let's see how they can somehow kill something that cannot be killed because it's not real, or is it real? Is it in a head? Who knows? Are they going to actually get Smiley and defeat the urban legend? Let's see what happens in the next 15 minutes. So the movie's finished, and oh my god, but let's go back to what we've missed briefly. So they're basically really trying to make Ashley look crazy. Is it in a head? Is it reality? What's happening? Oh. So Ashley hooks up with Binder at one point because he's got her a new computer. She's all, oh, my dungeon master. It's really sort of fucking cringy. But Proxy cock blocks him. She's going away for the weekend, leaving Ashley all alone. So Proxy video calls Ashley at one point. She's like, I don't know where Zane is. I can't talk to him. Do you reckon he's with someone? Oh my god, do you think he's been killed? So Ashley runs off to find him, find that Zane's dead on the ground. It's like, oh shit, he's all fucked up. She grabs the gun and then she starts running around. So she's gone back. She's like, I'm so sorry. Zane's dead. Do the lols. We need Smiley to bring him here and I'll attack him and all that sort of stuff. So she's setting up an ambush, a trap. It kind of works at first. You see someone at the door. Isn't he in the computer? Why wouldn't he just fucking pop out of nowhere? She shoots the door as it opens. It turns out it's Binder. She's like, oh my god. And as Binder's sort of dying, like, oh, and she's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to kill you. He gets killed by Smiley. It's like, oh shit. So she starts running off. The gun's not working now. It's like, oh, it was conveniently working before. She's running up the stairs. She starts getting chased, and then Smiley's in the room. The gun's not working. And then all of a sudden, there's about 6 Smileys. She's like, what the hell? So she freaks out, jumps out the window. A weird fucking ending. She hits the pavement and she's dead. What? And then you see, like, the professor say something about evil, whatever. And then it cuts back, and the Smileys are looking out the window, like, oh my god, we killed her. And then it goes back, and then the big fucking reveal, they take the mask off. It's the chick from the beginning. Everyone who has died throughout the movie is alive and well. They're all part of this. Even the chick at the beginning, the creepy guy, the nerdy guy, all of them, they're all alive and well. They're all part of this Smiley army. They're all here to fuck around with Ashley, but there's no explanation of why Ashley's getting fucked up. I don't know if they're trying to make a stance against something like hackers or online shit. I don't know what the fucking angle of the movie was meant to be about. We're doing it for Anonymous, but you know the main reason we're doing this? For the lols. The lols. I'm like, oh my god, stop saying lols. It's a fucking shitty, and then it's not even LOLS or whatever. It's fucking LULZ. It's like, what the fuck? This is so stupid. What? That's the whole fucking reason you've just got a girl fucking dead? And you keep assuming Ashley's gonna show up at one point because they're fucking going on for ages and they're all like, haha, oh, are we bad people? And you kind of expect, because you think, oh, Proxy's not in on this, but she is as well. You're like, oh, you're all behind this? The only one not a part of this was the professor. He was just weird on his own, just being creepy, just cracks on his students, I guess. That wasn't a part of it. But Zane is talking to Proxy at this point, and Proxy's in on it as well. And they're like, are we bad people? And you're expecting Ashley to pop up because she's definitely dead, right? And he's like, yeah, she's dead. She's definitely dead. And it's like, yeah, because you see a whole bunch of blood on the pavement from her head and all that sort of shit. But you're expecting her to come back up and fucking slit his throat at the last minute or something. And she's like, are we bad people? Why did we do this? He writes in the chat, this is Zane to Proxy, goes, I did it for the lols. And he writes it 3 times. And she goes, oh, you're so bad. And then the real smiley shows up. Real fucking weird looking face. It's pretty good makeup, to be honest. It's basically just a whole bald head with just this stitched mouth and eyes. Stabs her in the fucking eye. Proxy's dead. And they're like, oh my god, it's real. And that's it. The end. Yes, the movie ends, but this podcast hasn't, because I've got a few questions, starting with, what the actual fuck did I just watch? What the hell, man? It's all well and good to have a fucking cool twist where it's like, oh shit, Smiley was real. But make some sense prior to that. They've done that fucking I did it for the lols thing many times throughout the movie, and no one got killed then, considering that was all set up and staged and all that shit. Why the fuck did it only work now, just for the sake of a big twist at the end? It doesn't make any sense. Why the hell were they safe prior to this, and now suddenly they've just done it? Like, did faking him upset him? Because that wouldn't have made any sense either, because they've done it 4 or 5 times already. Wouldn't that have fucking angered him earlier? I don't understand. It's such a stupid twist. They've done it for the sake of, like, what an ending. It's like, yeah, you focused on the ending, but you didn't focus on anything fucking before it. What the hell? What about the other 95 minutes of the movie? What the fuck? Oh, it's just annoying. It was stupid. I was like, I don't understand why it's working now and not before. But the main thing that's bugging me with this movie is Ashley. Why the hell is she the target in this? No point have they explained why this whole group of psychopaths had decided to go for her. Is it just for the lols? You can't use the lols for the excuse to get out of everything. Explain yourself. Like, what the fuck? The only way, and this didn't happen, this is the only way in my mind I find, like, this could justify why these people are going to this amount of effort to fucking get her, is that if her mum died drink driving and killed one of her friends like a year or two ago, and then they found out she was coming to this school. That's the only reason I could imagine that all these guys who must have all been friends with the person who died would go to this level to fuck with her. Because otherwise it makes no sense. We couldn't get the mum, so let's fucking go for the daughter. But that didn't happen in the movie. We just meant to believe that these psychopaths are all friends and all hell bent on fucking around with Ashley's life. But there's no reason. How did they know she had a psych history? How did they know anything about her? How did they know she was going to do any of these things? If she didn't go to that party the first night, this whole fucking thing where the sister gets killed in front of the nerdy guy at the party, all that, if they didn't go to that party, they wouldn't have staged the death. It would have just been them waiting for her to show up and look at the screen. And if she didn't show up, they'd be like, oh, okay, we faked a death for no reason. I guess call the night. Don't worry, forget the party. Let's wait till next night. She's like, no, it's my first week of college. I'm not going to worry about partying. Maybe on the weekend, I'm just going to study. You know, good night, everyone. See you later. And then nothing happens. If she didn't go to these parties, all these little fucking chain of events would never have happened. It's just so convenient that all these things seem to happen. Everyone's in the right spot at the same time. Zane's hacker story, is that even true? Like, Binder's the leader of these guys, like, haha, we did it. It's not for Anonymous. It's not because of this. It's for the lols. The lols, everyone. The lols is not an excuse to kill a person. Oh, it's so funny that you just terrorized the new girl. Is that purely what we're meant to believe in this? And then what the fuck, like, at the end, Smiley shows up. So we don't see Smiley the entire time. These guys are the real villain in this. Smiley showed up because he finally decided to do what the urban legend says he would. What the hell is he doing the other times they did it? They wrote it so many times and nothing happened. These guys just faked it. They were basically filling in for Smiley until he was like, all right, I'm here, guys. I'm gonna fucking kill someone finally. I don't get it. And then he kills one of them. He kills Proxy. I don't understand why these guys went for Ashley at all. There's so much in this story that I think they were just building up for this whole twist where, oh, Smiley's not real. It's an army of us. Oh shit, no, twist again. Smiley is real. The end. What the fuck? Nothing's explained. I don't understand why they did any of this stuff. It's way too convenient just for the sake of a movie. They couldn't have known she had a psych history unless they knew her or looked it up or something. Like, and the professor wasn't in on it either. It's not like he could have somehow looked up her school records, if that's even something he can do, seeing that she had a psych history, and then told them to use that against her because she'll definitely be prone to falling for it and then freaking out. There's so many things that are unexplained in this. It was annoying. The more you think about it, the more I keep thinking. I'm like, okay, what about this? What about that? Like, I'm tearing it apart, but don't just focus on the fucking ending. Oh, double twist, a twist within a twist. They're doing a dream within a dream. You don't understand when things are reality in this. And it's like, oh, it's a mind fuck. It's not a mind fuck. Is she imagining this? Like, why are they killing her? That's my main question, not all these other little things. So I could put the other shit aside. I'm not going to pick it to pieces, but I don't understand why they've chosen Ashley. Makes no sense. But here's something that does make sense. Following me on TikTok or Instagram, you could do that at Creepy Crap Podcast, or one word, Creepy Crap Podcast. That's Instagram or TikTok. You can just follow me on one of those, like my things if you want, or Or even just send me a message, say hello, maybe suggest a movie, something crappy like this, and I can be like, hey, this person has suggested this movie. Here's a shout out. This one's dedicated to you this week. And I'm watching your movie. Insert movie title here, insert person who suggested it here. That's what could possibly happen if you followed me on one of those accounts, Instagram or TikTok, the Creepy Crab Podcast. But thank you so much. Like, seriously, it's great being back. I probably won't drag them out as long as this, but this is roughly the max level per episode. It'll be 20 to 30 minutes, somewhere around that will be what the Creepy Crap Podcast episodes would be like. So volume 2, it's good to be back. I'm Danny Boy. Thank you so much for listening. If you've gone this far, you're a bloody legend. Appreciate it so much. So good to be back. I love talking about movies, even if I'm ripping shit on them. I love it. So much fun. I feel bad for the person who makes it, but you know, why didn't you just think of this before you put it out there? You put all this money into a movie and then you didn't think to make some sense of the story? What the hell, man? Did all the budget go into Roger Bart and Keith David? Is that what happened with this? Anyway, I'm done. 2012 Smiley was episode 1, Creepy Crap Podcast, volume 2. My name's Danny Boy. Thank you again for listening. You're a bloody legend, all of you. Here's some creepy crap kisses for you. Catch you next week.